Holy moly, it's Mark Caboli. He joins us now, Steelers insider for 93.7 The Fan, and of course the Pat McAfee Show, brought to you by Bet365. Mark was part of our draft coverage on Friday by accident.
Not by accident.
We had Archie's Wings coming up in here, and I was walking out at about 5 o'clock. Archie had told me he'd be dropping the wings off at 5:30. Mark had just wrapped up with the PM team, and he said, oh, I'll stick around for some wings. And then he hung out on the air with us until 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Just slurping down wings.
You found my weakness, the Archie wings.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like in the car almost pulling out, and I'm like, oh, Archie's wings? I'll stay for another 3 hours. Why not?
It's either that or you sit there and you talk to all the Steelers beat writers. And what I've found is Steelers beat writers hate nothing more than other Steelers beat writers.
Right.
That's the way it goes.
Back in the day, it was cutthroat. Now, they wouldn't even talk to each other or acknowledge each other. At least, you can sit there and talk to.
Why is that?
That was old school. Everybody was pretty much saving their scoops for the newspaper the next day. You don't want to give up anything. Now, it's just like, there's a lot of lack of respect in our business, as in there's a lot of group interviews that are being told. Or being conducted, and if I am like focusing on a certain line of questioning, in the past we'd be like, okay, he's working on that, so I'm not going to bother him.
Right. If you're asking a bunch of stories about wide receiver depth and then that wide receiver,
maybe even more specific.
Yeah,
but
you follow what the questioner is going for, and then you're not going to write it.
Yes, and now it's tweeted 4 seconds later.
Yeah.
So,
Did I ever tell you about what? And we'll get into the draft in a second here. My first day ever at the Southside facility.
I remember it.
Everyone had branched off into these group interviews like Mark's talking about. But Ed Bouchette had grabbed, and I forget who the player was, to do a one-on-one. Well, everyone had been latching on to do these group interviews. And I go over to Ed Bouchette, who was talking to whatever Steeler, and he stiff-arms me. Just stiff-arms me. And then he wraps things up, and he walks over and finds me. He goes, hey, I'm sorry to do that. He's like, when we're over here, we're doing a one-on-one. I know it's your first time, just trying to show you the ropes. I really appreciated that from Ed. But, because I had no freaking idea what I was doing.
You're about to just go in and just start.
I was going to stick my microphone in there.
You're right.
I figured if Ed Bouchette knows something, I'm going to follow Ed Bouchette. Why is he talking to this person? Well, it turns out he was talking to that person so it could be a one-on-one.
Yeah. Interesting.
We call that the human mic stand. You just jumping in and just throwing the old mic in front of him and stealing all of his good questions.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Mike Sullivan, your Pittsburgh Penguins, parted ways.
We were told that this was going to happen yesterday.
Wait, we parted ways that you're fired? That's what that means, right? Mm. As in the Vince McMahon.
All right, so now that it's out there, and I didn't want to run with it. I've been burned in the past for breaking news that doesn't happen. But now that it's out there, here's what we heard. Dorn and I were on a text with somebody who would know these kind of things.
Last week.
Last week, really, we heard whispers of this. From what I've been told and what you've been told is that Mike Sullivan basically went in there with a list of demands and said, if I'm going to stick around through this, then this is how it's going to be. And they were non-negotiable. So either I get exactly what I want or I'm out. And I don't mind that from Mike. You've won multiple championships. Mm-hmm. You don't want to see yourself through a rebuild. And we got a little nugget, really, frankly, from the general manager when Kyle Dubas was talking at the end of the season. And the way he answered the question about Mike Sullivan was an odd one to me.
Yeah.
So this is not a surprise to us. And again, what we've been told is that Mike Sullivan had a list of non-negotiables, and the Penguins are either going to meet it or he was going to leave. And here is my educated guess. Mike Sullivan will be the next head coach of the New York Rangers.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
No doubt about
it. If the Rangers' job were not open, then I don't think this would have happened this way.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to put on tinfoil hats, I'm not so sure the Rangers would have fired their coach if they didn't already have an idea that maybe Mike Sullivan could be had.
Yeah, through their agents, they've been talking. And Mike Sullivan's probably like, and I guess Mike Sullivan has wanted to coach the Rangers, and it just has an infinite something with the Rangers, right? And Mike Sullivan's like, okay, I'm going to go in and I'm going to say what I want. If they don't give me what I want, then we're going to make this happen with the Rangers. And like you just said, went in there, Fenway Sports Group was like, no. He's like, peace. I'm out.
That's it. I think this was a Kyle Dubas decision.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're seeing eye to eye. I said it a couple of weeks ago. I think the Penguins, if they want to, they could be a playoff team next year. I don't think it's a big leap to become a playoff team with already top two-line centers and some of the young guys who contributed down the stretch, and you've got Raquel and you've got Brian Rust. I don't think it's a big leap to think, oh, they could be a playoff team next year. But then when Kyle Dubas talked, he didn't sound like a guy who has any interest in them being a playoff team next year.
Mm-hmm.
And that may well be the right thing. Build this thing back to championship contention. Don't just put a Band-Aid over a bullet hole so that you could be a playoff team next year just to, you know, adhere to the whims of Sidney Crosby. And I think Mike Sullivan had thought all along, oh, the same thing I did. We could be a playoff team next year. He doesn't want to sit here for 2 years, not be competitive.
Right, exactly. But this, I mean, I know this is big because this is a guy who won cups and, you know, just he's going to be a Hall of Fame coach. And now it gets really interesting for me because who's going to be the next guy? I mean, does Dubas have a guy out there that they have a connection with? And how's this going to affect Sidney Crosby? Because we know that Sidney Crosby loves Mike Sullivan. How's this going to affect Sidney Crosby? How's this going to affect Chris Letang? How's this going to affect Evgeny Malkin? Two, three guys that have been around for so long and really trust, love, and just respect Mike Sullivan. Those two things are going to get very interesting for the Pittsburgh Penguins organization moving forward as we figure this out.
Yeah, I don't know who the next guy is going to be. It could be, well, Sheldon Keefe going to keep the job in New Jersey. He was the guy in Tampa before. Their season kind of got derailed due to injuries. They still made the playoffs. But, I mean, anybody who's linked to him, I think you could circle and think he could be a possibility. I think the biggest thing is, though, what you said. How does Crosby feel about this? And I think, Penguins fans, you better strap up for a rebuild here. Because if Mike Sullivan went in there, and we were told he was talking with the brass yesterday, if he went in there and heard that they were going to be a playoff team, or all, it was all systems go, become a playoff team this year, he'd be sticking around.
Yeah.
So strap in, buckle up. It could be a little while before the Penguins are good. They've got their eye on the future, not necessarily on getting back to contention ASAP. Your reaction at 412-928-9370. If the Penguins had just flat out fired him, I don't think you'd get any complaints there either, Doran.
No.
And Mark Caboli awkwardly here for this conversation. You can feel free to chime in. We'll get to the Steelers draft coming up here in a little bit, but obviously going to react to the big breaking news here. If they had fired him, I don't think I'd have batted an eye.
Mm-mm.
This team was better than the amount of points it put up. The two teams prior to this one needed to make the playoffs, and they didn't. And the rosters weren't great, fair enough. They also sucked in overtime in the 3-on-3. They sucked in the shootouts, and they sucked on special teams. This year, they were much better in the power play. But the 2 years prior, special teams and 3-on-3 overtime and shootouts kept them out. And we were told they never practiced 3-on-3. They never practiced shootouts. Dan Bylsma spent a ton of time doing the shootout stuff, and they were one of the best teams in hockey year in and year out at the shootout stuff. They got the talent to be way better at that than they were. And when you got valuable points on the table and you spend zero of your practice time doing it, that's unforgivable to me.
Mm-hmm.
So what we heard was he walked in there demanding things, and they have obviously said, no, we're not kowtowing to you, Mike Sullivan. But if they had decided to fire him and this wasn't a mutual parting of the ways, and I really do believe it's mutual,
yeah,
I wouldn't have batted an eye.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. You can weigh in on the Penguins going in a different direction with head coach. They have mutually parted ways with Mike Sullivan. Why are you giggling?
Nobody ever mutual parts ways.
I actually think this is exactly what... Well, it's more of a Sullivan decision.
Yeah. To me, it seems like it's calculated. He's a guy who has a stacked resume. He doesn't want to rebuild. Let's go in there and put these demands on paper, and we know darn well they're not going to agree to them, so that I can go somewhere and be a Stanley Cup contending coach like I've been for most of my career. Wouldn't that be a great way to get out? Demand things that you know you're not going to get? Okay, we can't work with you. Okay, I'll just go to this good team now.
Right, so you're thinking it's just Sullivan that wanted out?
Probably.
I mean, not being fired?
I'm sure he just doesn't want the rebuild, right?
That's exactly that what
process,
I'm saying.
Go through that process.
Or he could just, or he saw, he got ahead of this, of thinking that, oh, I'm probably on the chopping block. Let me get ahead of this and give my final demands and see if they would bite. And they don't, then I'm going to leave.
Right. And I'd rather be the Rangers head coach than the Penguins head coach right now.
Yes.
If you look at the two situations, you have the best goaltender arguably on the planet in New York. They were a President's Trophy winning team just last year. And up until the last week and a half of the season, they were in the playoff race this year. The Penguins really didn't sniff the playoffs this year. They haven't made it now for 3 years. And you've got a general manager who says next year's not the priority. I would want to go win. I'm not getting any younger.
Uh-uh.
And I consider myself a two-time, because it's fact, Stanley Cup winning head coach. I'm not the rebuild head coach.
No.
So if you want to take it in that direction, I ain't that guy. So I could see it from Mike Sullivan. That being said, he did not do a good enough job these last few years either. Just to reiterate, Dorn and I received word yesterday from a source that this was going to happen. And here's the details that I have not seen reported. Mike Sullivan demanded certain things. He had non-negotiables. And the Penguins did not meet those demands. And so there you have it. We'll react more to this coming up next. Your phone calls, your texts, your tweets on it as well. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, breaking news. We have Mark Caboli in here talking Steelers draft, and then bang, the Penguins and Mike Sullivan have agreed to part ways. Now, Doran and I were on a text yesterday from a source who said that this had happened, and then neither of us tweeted it.
Right.
Because we didn't want to blow our source up. We also just needed to make sure our source was right, and they were all over it.
You were scared.
They were all over it last week.
You were scared.
We had the same source tell us last week that they were going to meet in that. You know, everyone who thought that Sullivan was definitely going to be around for the long haul, they were off base because they were going to meet to discuss his future. And what we also heard was in this meeting, Mike Sullivan showed up with a list of non-negotiable demands, things that he wanted to see enacted here from a philosophical standpoint. And if those demands were not met, he was going to walk. Well, Kyle Dubas and FSG, they said thanks, but no thanks, and he's out. Now, Mike Sullivan is the winningest head coach in Penguins history, 409 victories. He's 15th all-time in wins for one coach with one franchise. And so a lot of people today, and we did it in the last segment, are going to talk about the relative failures of late for Mike Sullivan. Mike Sullivan won two championships and a lot of hockey games here. And when Mike Johnston was the head coach and Sidney Crosby was playing 200 feet, and they were bringing him back behind the goalie, and the system was nonsense, and he was a minor league head coach, it didn't look like the Penguins were going to make good on winning multiple championships with Crosby and Malkin and Letang. It looked like it was going to be done. And he took over midseason, lit a fire under their asses, and they won 9 consecutive playoff series. So we could throw a lot of dirt on Sully today for, again, the relative failures at the end of his Penguins tenure. They won 2 championships because of that guy as much as anybody else. Jim Rutherford deserves a ton of credit, and then, of course, a ton goes to the players.
Good things come to an end.
Yes.
But, you know, he brought a lot of great to this city, and I think he should be celebrated in that way because, I mean, when the ownership changed, you know, GMs changed twice, 3 times almost. You know, guys are getting older. It's hard. And the shelf life for a hockey coach is very slim and small, and he outlasted that. I think that we should focus more on the positives that he brought than where they're at now, because it's inevitable to get to this point, and we knew that we would get to this point as the years went on with Crosby and all those guys getting older and Mike Sullivan having to work with different things. So, I mean, he did his job. He did it great. He's one of the best coaches ever, and it's time.
I remember doing a radio segment, like it was yesterday. So the Penguins won back-to-back championships, and then they beat the Flyers, and they lose to the Capitals in 6 in the second round of the playoffs. And Mike Sullivan released a statement after that, thanking Penguins fans for being part of what had been a wild ride. He was 9-1 in playoff series at that point. And I remember it like it was yesterday doing a segment. And I said, at some point, Mike Sullivan will be fired. It's the way it works in professional sport. It's the way it works in hockey above any other professional sport. Because up until that point, The only time Penguins won championships was when the guy got fired and it was a first-year coach. Like, that's how it worked in Pittsburgh. This guy hung around for a long time. But you either die the hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain, Doran. Batman.
Yep.
I guess it was the Joker in The Dark Knight.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
Wasn't it Harvey Dent?
I think it was Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent.
Freaky dude.
Yeah.
It even scared me when I was 18 years old watching that movie. He had the messed up face. But I remember saying it at the time. He's going to get fired, and we're going to crush him on the way out the door. You can't become prisoner of the moment. And yeah, things hadn't gone great these last few years. He won two championships. We owe him an awful lot as Penguins fans. And I want to recognize the good with Sullivan today, as well as the failures of late. And then one more thing. I think people sometimes go a little over the top in being critical of the Penguins organization and the way things have gone at the end of the Crosby, Malkin, and Letang era. Like I was doing, and I'm just using him as an example. I think very fondly of Rob Rossi. He's a good friend of mine, West Virginia dude. I think he's tremendous at his job. But Rossi was killing him on the final word the other day. Ovechkin still has a chance to win another championship. Crosby's window's closed. They won three. They won three, and they won two of them because this guy was behind the bench. And I think sometimes we forget that because they didn't get more. They won three championships. Crosby won more than Lemieux. And without Sullivan coming in here, they don't win anymore. So it was time. It's the same thing with Mike Tomlin for me. Mike Tomlin, a hell of a freaking head coach and has done a lot of good things in the league. Sometimes it ain't working out at your place anymore. And that's how I view Sullivan. And I would be stunned now at this point, guys, if he does not wind up with the New York Rangers. People now texting in, bring back Bylsma. Bylsma recently fired.
Right, in Seattle.
I think Crosby felt pretty good about Dan. I know that when we've talked to TK, TK really respects Dan and has fond memories of Dan. I'm not sure that they'll do that, but if you're trying to placate to Crosby here and Crosby's going to be mad if Sullivan leaves, maybe you do consider that route.
How mad do you think Sid's going to be? How mad do you think Sid's going to be?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Because he definitely, you know, we always talk about how much say and how much input and how much Sidney Crosby is aware of things going on within the organization. I don't think that this might be a blindside for him. This might be a blindside move.
Well, if I'm the Penguins, I try to position it to Sid. If Sid's mad, right? He might just understand the business. I don't know. If Sid's mad, you say, hey, he decided to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're Sid and you are mad, it could be because, well, you guys didn't meet his list of demands.
Right.
And Kyle Dubas did admit in his press conference that Sidney Crosby has grown awfully cranky because the team just hasn't been going to the playoffs in recent years. All right, one last time for now. Doran and I were told that this was going to happen yesterday and that Mike Sullivan met with the Penguins brass and gave them a list of demands. A list of demands that they balked at, and that's why he is no longer the head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins. It does sound like a guy who was trying to get let go.
Yeah, because he had probably had an opportunity he thought was better suited for him at this point in his career, which would be the New York Rangers.
I root for Sullivan. I hate that team. And I think he has a chance to win a championship with the New York Rangers. He's a hell of a coach. He needs different players to preach to because eventually things fall on deaf ears. I think he's going to win a lot of friggin' hockey games there. People are texting in about Rick Tocchet. Look, Rick Tocchet's a really respected guy. Rick Tocchet is more respected than deserved.
Yeah.
Look at what he's done as a head coach. It ain't good. Hell of a hockey player. Hell of a nice man. Has a lot of friends in the media. He's very good at that. He has not won a lot of hockey games as a head coach. Missed me on that one. And then finally, while we're on the subject, a lot of people saying, John Tortorella, if you want Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin to retire early, you hire John Tortorella. I think Torts could get them to the playoffs next year. His teams outperform their level for like a year or two. And then everyone wants to kill the guy. I don't think we want Sidney Crosby or Evgeny Malkin blocking shots every shift they're on the ice. So miss me on that one, too. All right. Mike Sullivan out. Mutual parting of the ways, 412-928-9370. You can text us your opinions on that. Coming up next, we'll get back to the NFL draft. If there's more news on Sullivan, obviously, we'll keep you up to speed. Mark Kabolian with us until 10 o'clock. You haven't heard him. He's getting paid not to talk. It's a beautiful thing. I was trying to time up the beat there. Yeah, with the, that's the mummy sound, which means we got breaking news. The Penguins and Mike Sullivan parting ways. This announced by the Penguins. Dorn and I were texted yesterday that this was going to happen, which you wouldn't believe if I said it now, except we got deets. We got the details. And that's that Mike Sullivan, when meeting with the Penguins brass, Kyle Dubas, Fenway Sports Group, he had a list of non-negotiables. If they were not met, he would be walking. And that's what's happened here. So the Penguins will announce a parting of the ways. This is really Sully, who I think is trying to force his way to the New York Rangers. He doesn't want to wait around for a rebuild. And I don't think you're going to find a lot of Penguins fans that are upset about this. Oh, give it exactly a calendar year, though, because I think if Sullivan winds up with the Rangers, they're going to win a ton of hockey games.
Mm-hmm.
He was not the right guy for here anymore. Paging the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can have a good coach, and it might not be the guy for the current job.
Boston Bruins are obviously in the fold as well, but we're believed to, and we've been told it's the Rangers.
That's what
he has his eye on.
And they're closer to contention.
Yeah.
Now, Boston is home, but this is a chance to win again.
You're right.
And the guy wants to win again. And the Rangers, while they didn't make the playoffs this year, they were a President's Trophy winning team last year.
I'm really fascinated by who the next coach can be, like which direction that they're going to go in. I mean, I believe that, and I don't know if there's many out there, but a Dubas, you know, person that has been underneath him. I could see that happening. You know, Dubas loves his guys. I feel like the one coach, he's in Jersey, right?
Yeah, Keith. Sheldon Keith.
So he's done a good job out there. I don't know. I think it's going to be a Dubas guy, but there's so many names out there that you could speculate on. That's why I think this is fascinating on who can come in here and facilitate the rebuild.
And no one's upset, I don't think, generally, that Mike Sullivan and the Penguins are parting ways here. They made the playoffs in 3 years. This year, they were bad. One of the worst 10 teams in the National Hockey League. They got hot at the end. Even Kyle Dubas said, whenever he had his end of season press conference, that you know we're not going to be fooled by the way we played down the stretch. This was not a good year. And Penguins fans, myself included, want to see this thing turn around here. And Sully absolutely had a part in their failures. He was a big reason why they won two championships, but the team that acquired Carlson now 3 seasons ago was good enough to make the playoffs. The season that followed, they were good enough to make the playoffs. They didn't. No one's going to be upset about Mike Sullivan being gone. But what's it mean for 87? How is this information going to land on him? Because Penguins fans, again, myself included, will be very upset if a guy who has said many times on the record that he wants to finish his career in Pittsburgh, if he does not finish his career here, I will be very upset.
It's looking like he probably wouldn't. I mean, unless it's somebody that he's familiar with that they bring in. I mean, somebody's going to be brought in to facilitate a rebuild. Crosby was hoping that was going to be Sullivan. And he could live through that and be that, you know, that passing of the torch type player. But if you bring in somebody that's new or somebody that he doesn't, you know, jive with, I mean, you could go one more year. I think he has, what, one more year on his extension or 2 more years?
2 years.
And then be done. And then say, like, all right, I want to finish my career, maybe winning.
I'll go someplace else and win a championship.
Yeah. There's nobody in this organization outside of players that he can relate to that he is familiar with. And I feel like Sidney Crosby's a guy that needs familiarity.
Yeah, you look around, your friends aren't around anymore except for Malkin and Letang and Rust. Letang just had heart surgery, and he wants to come back, and the prognosis is good. But again, I'll state it for effect, he just had heart surgery. And Rob Rossi, who is the Evgeny Malkin whisperer, and I saw Josh Yowie write this for The Athletic, that wasn't the body of the story, but it was within the story. They think this is Geno's last year. So now Crosby looks around at the end of this season. There's no Malkin. There's no Mike Sullivan. Mario Lemieux ain't the owner of the organization anymore. You don't owe anybody anything. Yeah. And if he wanted to walk away, I would understand it. I would be crestfallen, though.
Yep.
I've said this before, and I'm not afraid to admit it. When Sidney Crosby retires, I will shed a tear. If Sidney Crosby goes to play elsewhere, I'll be inconsolable. I don't want to see that guy. Of all the players I've ever watched, that's the one guy I don't want to see in another uniform. And we're speculating, but it feels more likely today than it has at any other point that he could go and play elsewhere. Caboli, you're breathing into the microphone, just itching to get part of this conversation.
I am not breathing because the microphone was off, so.
I mean, you're still breathing in the microphone. Eye test, not ear test.
I'll put my two cents in there. Whoever this next coach is has to be, I think, an up-and-comer, a guy that's looking to teach. You know, obviously with these young guys coming down the pike and all these draft picks.
One of the knocks on Sully is that he doesn't like playing the young guys.
Not only the young guys, be able to get the best out of those young guys, and a guy that's is very interested in advancing his career through the teaching method and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Sully, I mean, when you've been there, done that, how much do you want to go out there and work on your 3-on-3? You don't. You got a guy.
See, that's absurd to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm blaming people for why it sort of fell apart in recent years, it's Jim Rutherford at the end of his tenure. He got Tom Wilson all up in his gourd. He wanted to get big and tough, even though they won with speed and skill. And then Ron Hextall was just an abject failure. And then I would go Sullivan after that, for the last 2 years in particular. Not being willing to practice things that were costing them points, and for not tactically changing his style when they couldn't play that speed game anymore. Kyle Dubas, in the way he handled things these last couple of years, is fourth on my list. He's going to have to see this rebuild through. I'm not giving him any benefit of the doubt that he knows what he's doing, but those are the three that I would say are to blame, first and foremost, for the way things have gone these last few years. People can miss me with the Tockett thing, though, too. I mean, I'm not ruling it out. It could be Rick Tockett, and I said he hasn't had a lot of success. The last 2 years, 109 points with Vancouver. They had an unreal season. Then this year, 90. They were one of the biggest underachievers in the sport. 44 before that, 54 points, 74 points, 86 points, 70, 80, 52. More often than not, this guy was not getting the most out of his team. So miss me with the Tockett. 412-928-9370. People texting in, sit, ain't leaving, stop. Who's there to be loyal to?
Right.
I'm going to play with Letang.
So people think he's going to be happy right now? He's excited for next year, for the rebuild?
The reason people say he ain't leaving is because he said he's not leaving. But I say it all the time, and everyone gets annoyed when I say this. Maybe even you get annoyed. As information changes, so too should opinion.
Yeah.
Lemieux ain't here. Malkin ain't going to be here after this year. Letang just got heart surgery. You think Ricard, Raquel, and Brian Rust are going to keep him here if another opportunity to win a championship could be around the corner? And whoever would sign Sid if he would walk away when his contract is up will be a team contending for a championship. Here's one thing you could do if you want to keep Sid around is you sign Mitch Marner to a bajillion-dollar contract this offseason. They'll have the money to do so. I mean, bring another superstar in here. A young guy who's idolized Sid. That would be a way to keep him around. But I'm not saying that keeping Sid should be the number one priority of the franchise. The number one priority of the franchise should be getting back to winning.
Yes.
But close number two for me is keeping 87 around. Mark, how'd you think the Steelers did in their draft?
Forget that. I'm a little disappointed we haven't talked about the 100 humans and the gorilla yet.
We did.
I meant me. Crowley, I'm agreeing with you.
You're insane.
The humans got it.
You have to work together as a team.
You're insane.
We're talking about 100 human being males and one gorilla. You have to work in coordination, but I think you could take them out.
We'd have to have a good plan.
Yeah. You really... They can lift
100.
4,000 pounds.
100.
Listen, I don't think we could do our jobs here, though, and if we move off of Penguins talk, go to Gorilla talk. I think it needs to be draft.
They got some big guys. Some big, strong guys.
Grade it.
Well, see, it's hard to grade individuals. I grade it as a whole.
Yeah.
I grade it to the expectations and what they went in with a plan and how they pulled off that plan. And you have to give it a solid B, the B+. You have to love Harmon at one. I think he will be, if he's not a starter day one, it's going to be
month one, he'll be in there as a starter. Johnson's interesting to me. He's a guy that, I mean, you always have to be careful with running backs because you don't know how they translate from college to the pros. But at 83, I mean, he's a slam dunk. He's a strong guy who can obviously break some long ones as well. And got to love Jack Sawyer as well. So I think they went in with
a value standpoint. Yeah, absolutely. Value, yeah. Value.
I mean, there's a lot of history with mid-round linebackers they took in the past that didn't pan out in that range. So you still like to see it, but everything about that guy just screams as a valuable asset to this team. And I think they went in with a plan. They accomplished a plan. Now, did they let's see how these guys take this next step.
Are they better now than they were last year? We'll get into that coming up next, and we'll continue to react to the breaking news, the Penguins and head coach Mike Sullivan parting ways. Sully's still the Olympic United States head coach, which is one of the reasons why they didn't want to fire him. We'll get to that a little bit when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And it is 9:44, time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. All right, well, we were told yesterday, Doran and I, at the same time, simultaneously by a source, was that Mike Sullivan and the Penguins were meeting and that Mike Sullivan had presented the Penguins with a list of non-negotiables. And if those non-negotiables were not met, he would be walking away from the club. That is what's happened. The Penguins have announced that he and they are parting ways. And here's a tweet from Aaron. This is the same reason Sydney Sweeney and I aren't a couple. My list of non-negotiable demands. Get the bleep off of my favorite sports team. You bleeping overrated should have been gone 5 years ago. Bleep wipe. Yeah, this isn't Shador Sanders we're talking about here. This isn't some entitled brat walking up into the Penguins facility talking to the powers that be at Fenway and Kyle Dubas saying, I need X, Y, and Z, and if you don't give it to me, I'm leaving, and I've accomplished nothing. He won two championships. I realize he hasn't won a playoff series since 2018. That's why he should be gone, and probably, to the tweeter's point, should have been gone a couple of years ago. But this idea that he doesn't have legs to stand on here is absurd to me. He won them two championships. He's the winningest coach in the history of the franchise. He doesn't want to be here for a rebuild. And a lot of the people who are saying, oh, good riddance, you jackwagon, also say, well, Crosby wants to be here. Well, Sid's accomplished a ton. And if Sid wanted to walk away and not be here for the rebuild, I think we'd all understand that, too.
Yes.
But that's what happened. That's why Mike Sullivan is no longer the coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins. And Social Media's Biggest Loser is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Would you agree that we're Social Media's Biggest Loser? We could have had this yesterday.
Right.
We could have put out the breaking news.
Yeah, but we have the intel of what
went down.
Yes, and the parting of the ways, why it went down that way.
I am interested, however, on what the list of non-negotiables was.
Me too.
And if we get that, we will tweet that out today because our show is coming to an end. Caboli, are the Steelers better today than they were at the end of last season?
Sure.
They don't have a quarterback.
Hey, like I text you and Doran all the time, when you ignore me, good talk. Good talk today.
I think you should still invoice Craig, though. He got to pay you by the word.
Good talk.
I think there's some union rules here, though. If you utter anything into that microphone, I think you're getting paid scale. So you're good, pal. All right.
I've got a question. Did you guys have this yesterday? I wasn't able to glean from that.
Bye, Mark.
Good talk.
Good talk.
Actually, now I want to go back in the text and see when exactly we did get it yesterday.
It was
3:12 p.m.
Yeah,
3:12 p.m. Yeah.
Yep.
So Mike Sullivan said, here's my list of demands. And the Penguins said, yeah, see ya. And that's that. Also led to believe that he will be the next New York Rangers head coach. More on that as it develops. You can check out 93.7thefan.com. Pomp and Joe are coming up next. It was going to be a big draft reaction. Screw the Penguins. Could do this on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Give us two full days to digest the draft. 50-minute mark on the Fan was brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Well, you know what we'll be talking about tomorrow? This and the draft. When will Aaron Rodgers become a Pittsburgh Steeler? It's all on the way.